Bridget.
Nick,
this is the best smelling episode of Dinner Plus Drinks ever.
I was like, are we starting out sniffing?
We're starting out sniffing.
So weird not having our headphones today, man.
Guys, we are at the Candle Mercantile in downtown Lake Geneva, and we're being attacked by a bee.
I was trying to be cool, but I couldn't, you guys. I've had two bees in my car today, so they're after me, okay?
They're after you.
I know.
It's time for an episode of Dinner Plus Drinks. We're just having a little bit of fun, having a beer, enjoying the beautiful fall weather.
You know we love when you're a part of our little world and you let us talk through a little therapy session, so what better way to do it than downtown Lake Geneva?
Well, guys, it's going to be a little different today. You might have some ambient audio.
Sorry, we're trying really hard.
We hauled the microphones down. We have a 4K camera.
Bridget forgot her equipment.
It's an iPhone. So if you're watching on YouTube, you'll see the amazing Candle Mercantile behind us.
Plus our amazing outfits.
Yes, I'm in lederhosen.
And I'm in a part of a dirndl.
It looks great, Bridget. You look amazing.
A couple pieces are missing, but no one would know because I'm sitting.
This lederhosen thing is like very pinchy. And
yeah, and that's like legit.
Yeah, it's a legit one.
Is it from Germany?
I don't know.
Okay, well, mine's from Amazon. Yeah, I was like, well, mine is not leather, and it's from Amazon. It feels like it.
But
it's weird. Okay.
I think we've talked about Candle Mercantile before.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And how much we love them. We love their candles. But one of the things we haven't mentioned is they have an amazing outdoor patio.
Yes, we're sitting on it.
With beer.
Hey, cheers.
Prost.
Prost. Oh, you're right. Prost.
So we're having a little Oktoberfest beer.
Yeah, I haven't actually had the pleasure of sitting on the patio. There's a group right by us that's enjoying, it looks like, some champagne and some charcuterie, maybe?
Yep, they did. This worked out well. I dropped off some charcuterie here.
And they bought them.
Like, literally, walked in like, oh, charcuterie. So it worked out really
That's
well.
That's awesome.
And now we're recording.
Yeah, so you'll see the store behind us if you haven't been in. We have some things we'll talk about a little later on that will maybe make you want to sneak in here in these fall months.
That's called a tease. Bridget.
Nick, what a week. It's just been a blur. You guys, I forgot a piece of equipment we needed for recording. Luckily, I timed it. Without traffic, it takes me 5 minutes to get here, from my house. Whatever, to here. But man, yeah, it's just like my birthday was last weekend. It's a cement truck.
Did we talk about Banksy?
I don't even know if we talked about it, to be honest. But my birthday was last weekend, and then this weekend we have a family wedding. So I knew that was going to be a long haul. And Tyler's out of town this weekend, so I'm single mom in it. So,
what's Tyler doing? Being a nerd.
Tyler's at a retreat, let's say, with his brothers. He's having some fun, which he deserves a weekend away. I had a really fun girls' weekend over the summer, but man, it just happens to be on, you know, he rescheduled his trip 3 times. This wedding got rescheduled 3 times. So here we are. Thanks for hanging with me while I make it through the end of this blur of the 7 days.
The other great thing that they have here.
Yeah, I didn't even know about this.
Are pretzels and cheese dip.
And not just any cheese, but beer cheese.
Glass Naturals, a local company that does these, like, they do boat cheese, but it's fancier.
Oh, it's in Burlington?
Yeah.
Wow, I had no idea. Okay.
Cheers. And
cheers, dipping pretzels. You got to have your pretzels. You guys, the best part of doing this, I hope you catch some on YouTube, is the people that walk by.
Yeah, they want to know what we're doing.
And sometimes they just give us dirty looks.
You know, we should have brought a Dinner Plus Drinks podcast sign.
I know.
Some new subscribers.
Note, we should make a Dinner Plus Drinks podcast sign.
Man, oh wow.
Okay, what about your week?
It's been crazy.
Uh-huh, yeah.
A lot of craziness, yeah. A lot of things. This is always the time of the year where it's like, oh yeah, let's just get through summer and we'll take care of that. And
yeah.
It's a lot of cashing checks that you wrote earlier, and they're all starting to catch up with me. We do all these Oktoberfest events, which I love. I have so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
But like next week, we have to talk about recording.
Yes, next week.
We're going to be out on a golf course.
Should we record live while pouring beer on a golf course?
And cooking broth.
That won't be a disaster at all. If you think this is a disaster.
Bridget, I need more broth.
Hold on. Wrap that one.
Anyway.
Great. Okay, so we probably won't do that, but we'll figure out how we're recording next week.
But I'm trying to take a moment to still myself of calm in the storm.
Yes, calm
and,
storm.
I was at a local event last night, and I wanted to like give some shout-outs to a couple local businesses. Candle Mercantile is one, all the fall candle scents. But there's 3 places downtown Lake Geneva that I was just like, you know what, Nick, stop being such a negative Nelly.
Stop doing it.
And there's a couple people doing some really cool stuff. And Bottle Shop, our friend Beth, had a really lovely event last night.
I know, I missed it.
It was a gala.
I can't wait to see the photos.
And her employees, Dory and Emily, did like all the decorating. It was really amazing. Emily has a new shop opening up there.
I saw a sneak peek when she had some decor in her car.
It's so cool. Dory is running the Lake Life Market there that you can get some food and stuff and decor and I don't know. Not decor.
Not decor, but snacks you can get. Like gift items?
Yes.
Yeah, like Lake Geneva
really nice
gift item things.
Oh, and the good Purple Door ice cream.
Oh my God. Salted caramel Purple Door.
So like, I'm very happy they're doing some cool stuff. I gotta give a shout out to Clock Tower Pizza.
Yes.
We thought about possibly doing this there because they have amazing fries.
They have great fries. And
just the hand cut, like super deep fried.
To not be confused, it's the former, does it still say Frank's outside?
It still says Frank's outside,
so it's
and
diagonal.
The guy that owns it is Frank.
Yeah, so don't be confused. It's actually a pizza place with fries and other amazing food. Burgers.
Smash burgers. Really good smash burgers.
And that is right diagonal from
Topsy Turvy Brewery, who's doing
the next shout out.
Yeah, some really awesome, fun community things. Yeah. They joined it was a long road for them to get
open.
It
was, yes.
But they've really made a lot of efforts to be a part of the community and get involved with all the events and stuff. And so just like shout out to them for helping out.
They're going to, on theme with our Oktoberfest episode here, they are going to be doing some really cool stuff for Lake Geneva's Oktoberfest. So check that out. That's on Columbus Day weekend. So 9th and 10th, right?
Yeah. It's easy to, you know, read through city council minutes. Oh, wait, not the minutes because they haven't been posted in 6 weeks.
Oh, wait.
But watch the videos as you're waiting at the doctor's office.
Yes.
And, you know, get like involved in stuff. But there's people doing good stuff here.
There are.
And other good news. So two things to close the loop. First of all, I'm not getting a new car.
You're not?
I'm not getting a new car.
I bet our listeners were wondering.
I mean, I talked a lot about it. The equity on my car was not enough to make it worthwhile.
Oh,
so we'll wait it out for a little bit. But I might get an electric car. We'll see. And then also, I had my annual dermatologist appointment today.
Oh, yes, Nick.
To check for all the moles.
I don't know if I've ever
mentioned. I've had several cancerous moles taken off before. It always causes me all this anxiety.
He does always get nervous.
Very clear. Everything's good.
Big news.
This is why
no cancer.
Wear the long sleeves on the water to make sure you don't get the moles.
Or just
the
sunscreen.
This is why you wear all the sunscreen. Floppy hats are good.
I do none of these things. I wear sunscreen.
Don't get the skin cancer. No one wants that.
I am proud of you for doing the proper checkups.
You can get rid of the kidney. Like, if you have kidney cancer,
just knock that out.
Get one of the kidneys.
Who needs it?
I think liver, they can chop part of that off.
Just chop it. What if you chop...
There's heart transplants?
Oh, yeah, that's easy to get. It's really easy to get a heart transplant. I guess there are ways to get through skin cancer.
Anyway, guys, that's exciting news in my life.
Nick is cancer-free. That's exciting. I have not been to a dermatologist since, like, high school. And they basically were just like, you're in high school. You're going to have zits. Here's some cream. I was like,
maybe
thanks.
Maybe you should go on birth control.
I mean, that's what, like, everyone did, right, in high school. Like, oh, I have bad cramps. Okay. Anyway. Oh, I can't stop staring. This is distracting down here, you guys. Okay, can we talk about these candles?
Yes. Let's
is it
talk
too
about
soon?
Candles. No.
Okay. Can I call this my news story? Just kidding. All right, guys. So
I think it's big news that the fall scents are out.
The awesome team here, in case you don't know, so Candle Mercantile, you can mix your own candles, which is so fun, and I highly recommend doing.
It's a great bachelor party. Like, everybody thinks of it for bachelorettes.
Oh,
but like,
really?
Honestly,
thought
for
you just
dudes,
made a mistake.
You can drink a bunch of beer.
Yep.
And like, make fun of everybody's candles.
And have
you
some
can do like
beer
ridiculous
cheese.
Like make the dankest candle because they have like a marijuana.
Yeah, they cannabis, I believe
cannabis,
it's called.
Cannabis, I believe. or you could do, like, make the most girly candle or make the manly. Like, just have, like,
smell
ridiculous
the worst.
Challenge.
Yeah, they're fun. And I mean, they actually smell. They last a really long time. But if you don't have time to make a candle and you want to buy an awesome local gift, they have pre-mixed, pre-made candles. So the awesome team inside was so cool to set us up with some new fall scents so we could tell you about them. I was like, we'll sniff them on air. We'll tell everyone. So in case you don't want to just hear me sniff these out, I'm going to tell you about the first one. That was a sniff for you, everybody.
Let me spell that one.
This is Autumn
There's
in the
one
Woods.
This I'm supposed to get for Sarah.
I would
this
guess.
This one. Oh,
is it
this
that
is
one?
One. We have this
okay.
one at home. This is amazing.
Really? So here's, okay, so this Autumn in the Woods is a blend of pine needles. I'm using cheat sheet.
Oh, my gosh. It smells so good.
Pine needles, campfire, bourbon, and autumn leaves. So, like, hello, that's a good man scent right there, okay? To me, because I've been here 500,000 times, I know what all these individual scents smell like. And I'm like, oh, I can smell the campfire in this one.
Caramel apple.
Okay, caramel apple is another one. Have you smelled this one yet?
No.
So this is not normally, like normally I'd be all over an autumn in the woods, but I actually like the caramel apple better. I don't know why. It's caramel apple.
This is good.
Is a blend of, go figure, honey crisp apple, caramel, hazelnut, and a touch of cinnamon spice.
Ooh, I like
it. Yeah, and this one to me is not like obnoxiously cinnamon, and the honey crisp makes it really fresh.
We did a caramel apple marinated chicken sample batch at work. It was love it or hate it. I think we're going to do it as pork chops, though.
I could. That would be popular, I think. Probably
think
more.
I love it.
Apple pork chop, man.
Is today's Kid Corner going to be about Elliot? He needs some
It's
love.
Both kids.
Ooh,
I thought that was nice.
Win-win.
Okay, next week will be Elliot. So, and then they also have, like, those are the fall scents featured, and then you can buy all of the individual, like, mixer
yeah,
scents.
Yeah, that's a, you know.
So this was a good fall one if you're into it. This is a chai tea candle.
Oh, that is good
So
fall.
This was just an example of the 90-plus scents that they have in the store. So did you know they had more than 90? I didn't.
Cider, cranberry, maple syrup.
Yeah, those are some other good fall ones. Point is, like, there's a million fall candles. If you're in town for Oktoberfest or something else, or just like to check out the colors, come check out a candle instead of only drinking and eating, which is what normally we do for Oktoberfest.
So are you more of a fall candle or winter candle person?
Winter. They have a winter candle that I will buy year round. So I love fall.
Flannel nights or something is...
Well, there's like a Christmas tree candle is my favorite candle. Like after post-Christmas sales, I go and hoard those.
Me too.
Nick and I are fighting each other in the aisles on Black Friday looking at... anyway, so I love fall, but like fall flavors and scents actually aren't my favorite normally, but these are damn good.
My news story was about Christmas.
I know, I saw this
and
though.
And evidently all of the things are going to be incredibly expensive.
Oh, that I believe
for Christmas
that.
And like buy your kids Christmas presents now.
This is why I started
like
stacking up.
Get the nug
get
now.
Get it now. Just pick a color.
They're gonna get more expensive, everything.
Yeah.
And you know
That's
what
depressing.
You call it when your kids' toys cost too much?
What?
You're being St. Nicholas.
Oh, Nicholas. Oh, Nick.
Anyway, we're gonna take a slight break and smell some candles.
All right, we're back. Did you miss us?
Did you miss us? For our product recommendations, here's two more spots you should drink an Oktoberfest beer in town.
All right, we're here on the Bottle Shop patio, and it's beautiful. Look at this. Look at this fall decor.
It's beautiful.
Nick, cheers.
Cheers.
It's a beautiful day, and what you need to know is this patio is huge. We're just in, like, the back third of it, would you say?
I would say the back,
right?
Third.
Back third. It's perfectly shaded here, and then there's sunny spots up in the front.
There's music frequently. Haverly and Company, Emily's place that we said was like so awesome. It's right back there, so you can check out what she has. And we know not everybody likes beer, so wine.
Bubbles.
And if you want to know more about German wine, we just released a Pinkies Up about it.
And Beth carries some that you can try.
This
certainly.
Is not German wine.
This is not. But Beth is the owner at the Bottle Shop, and she'll help you out and find a wine that works best for your Oktoberfest celebrations.
Bottle Shop. Prost. Urban Breweries. Not just for Milwaukee.
Also for Lake Geneva.
We are at Topsy Turvy, because you know, you'll get a little topsy turvy when you do a little drinking, or should I say a lot of drinking. And it is this awesome brewery in Lake Geneva. Ooh, I should adjust my straps here.
Adjust
a little
your
weird.
Lederhosen.
Anyway, we have little beers. And,
I went in for it.
I left you hanging, Bridget. This is just a great patio.
This is what happens when we don't plan. He leaves me hanging on Cheers. All these people walking past are wondering what we're doing.
We are the only people wearing Oktoberfest garb, which it's Oktoberfest in Munich. I'm very disappointed in people.
It is. Most people, some people cheer for us. Someone said they like our outfits, but no one asks why we're wearing it.
Anyway, if you want a nice, great outdoor patio to watch people go by, drink some delicious beers, maybe have some snack sticks from Lake Geneva Country Meats.
Maybe. Or that product rep coming up that you're going to hear. They sell it here.
Check it out. Topsy Turvy.
Prost. All right, guys, what do you think? Are those spots you've been to before, or did we show you something new?
And seriously, we don't get funded by the Lake Geneva Tourism Commission.
No, we sure don't.
BS.
Well, we haven't tried, to be fair.
But I think they should just write us a check. Waspy, we know you listen. anyway, but if you guys aren't local, you should come. It's a great, great thing. So
it's the best time of year in Lake Geneva.
Yeah, this is the best time
like
of year.
Like, it's still very busy, but like less annoying busy than summer, in my opinion.
It's people that are here to enjoy it instead of like, I need to get away.
I need to go shopping. Although, like, today seems crazy. I feel like it was a beautiful fall morning, and now it's like almost 80 degrees, so, and it's gotten nuts.
I have a good segment here, but I'm going to digress a little bit. I was talking with somebody.
Somebody.
And, I have all these, like, I love, like, weird stats and, like, weird indicators.
That sounds right.
So I think we should have, you know, there's, like, all these misery index stats that are, like, if bread costs so much, like, people are really struggling. I think we should have a misery index stat of, like, how many people are pulling shitties in downtown Lake Geneva. And if you don't know what that is, it's holding up traffic
to whip
a U-turn and pull into a parking spot across the street the wrong way.
Angled the wrong way.
You have to back out and back in. So you've held up traffic three different times.
I know.
And it's gotten just terrible.
We should just sit here and count, but we're on an end of a block, so we don't see that many. But
I was behind two.
When we recorded live at Fleming's, you should check out that it was the St. Patrick's Day episode, right? And we just sat in the windows and people watched. And man, there's nothing better sometimes. Yeah, you're right. That's terrible downtown.
So this is a bit of another product recommendation
segment.
Oh,
boy. Okay.
But
Nick's just throwing me for loops. I'm just here to listen.
Okay. So when we all know Facebook is listening to everything we say.
Just read an interesting
article
about that.
And we were obviously talking about Bridget's birthday. And right after we recorded last week, it was Bridget's birthday.
Buy Bridget these things.
And I got this thing from Facebook saying, buy Bridget these things. So
you did not.
All of these, it's 32 gifts under $50 that Facebook suggested you want.
That's hilarious.
So I wanted to go through these 32 products and see what you think.
Oh, my God. Okay.
The first one is Fierce Cologne from Abercrombie & Fitch.
I don't need that, but great idea.
Tyler.
Fierce Cologne?
Obviously, yeah.
Isn't that a man's cologne?
Yeah, so Tyler, get it for yourself. Whatever Facebook algorithm thinks
I'm a man. That's cool.
No, she thinks you would... the things you've said would make Tyler smell more sexy time.
For my birthday, buy Tyler cologne. Yes. Noted. Okay. Ladies, listen up.
Hydro Flasks.
I own like 10. So yes.
A iPhone cover with a wildflower purple design.
Okay, so maybe not purple, but my daughter's talks about purple a lot, and I love wildflowers, so I could see that. I actually just bought a water bottle with wildflowers on it.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Here we go, scrolling. LED wireless speakers that are an off-brand, but they make rainbow colors while they're playing.
Ooh. I mean, I love a good Bluetooth speaker, and it must know that I like off-brand things.
An Origins beauty sampler pack with free shipping.
I mean, I hear you. My skin is aging.
single wine glasses in fun colors, and they appear to be plastic.
Are they packable?
Wine
on the go?
No.
Well, they're plastic, so yes, they are.
There you go.
Yes.
This one I knew was good for you. A Serta Fleece electric blanket.
Oh, yeah. You guys, we're in that season where Tyler still just sleeps in, like, his underwear, and I'm in a sweatshirt and sweatpants.
AirPod Pro case.
Pull it together.
And, like, that goes on a keychain and is tie-dyed. I think they know you like tie-dye.
Oh, I thought I had tie-dye on earlier. I can't. I mean, yes, I'm in love with my AirPods. I've waxed poetic on here about them before, but damn, yeah, sure, okay, tie-dye. But hold on. You have AirPods.
Yeah.
What is the difference in the case? Like, what's wrong with my regular case?
I have no clue.
That charges them.
I have no clue.
Okay. Anyway.
Fine pine candle.
Yeah. No, pine candles, you guys. We're getting these, but it's pine scented.
Personalized monographed billfold.
A billfold?
You're not a dude.
Again, Bridget is a woman's name. I mean, if there's a man named Bridget, that's cool too.
A keep your coffee hot.
Yes.
Thing from Lululemon.
No.
What
the hell is Lululemon
Mineralist
making?
Rosewood blush samples from Bare Minerals.
I mean, okay, sure. I wear all the blush all the time. Can you tell?
FYI necklace.
It says FYI?
Yep.
Sure. That's hilarious. I love a good witty necklace.
A mini portable USB lantern. Or maybe this is
actually
a blender. It's a blender.
A blender? A
it's
mini
a portable blender that's powered by USB.
Margaritas on the go.
Ooh. Rosé skylight candle.
Yes, any candles.
Chrissy Teigen's cookbook, Hungry for More.
Oh, I have conflicted feelings about Chrissy Teigen and her cookbook.
Chrissy Teigen, I like her when she was like, I'm living life, and now she's like, I gotta dial my
life
back.
Like, I'm sorry,
Yeah, it's kind of like, eh. I like you when you're living your
when
life.
When you were, like, yelling at people.
So I think about Billie Eilish, too, where it's like, did you see she's, like, mad at people that are not following her now?
Because she lived her life.
Yeah, and
it's like, which was her whole thing. You
she's
said
just
something.
Her
oh,
brand.
Candles. I just want to be clear and say thank you to my family who all gifted me candles, which was great. I netted maybe 4 new candles, I think, for my birthday, and I'm so excited.
Now, this is a winning streak after wireless charging station. I'm not sure about that one.
Well, I mean, actually, my dad has one that charges all the kinds of phones, and it's really helpful.
A very fluffy woman's robe.
Yes.
You've talked about this.
I have 4 different robes, maybe 5, and they all serve a different purpose. And the very fluffy one mostly serves as a blanket I can wear.
White marble iPhone cover. I think you have this exact cover.
I used to. I have a marble, what do you call this? Pop socket thing.
A matte black travel coffee cup.
Sure, can never have enough of those.
Nope.
Yeah.
Let's see. Keep
water bottles, coffee cups, you can never have enough.
Travel jewelry case.
Yeah, I don't understand those. I just throw it in a bag.
Scrubby things that are jasmine robes, like
scrubby things.
Bath scrubby soap things, but are in the shape of like a scrubby thing so you can wash yourself and scrub.
Oh, that was really descriptive. But no, I found those silicone like scrubber things that I recommended.
Yeah, so it's like
I
that,
love those.
But it's like soap and the scrubber.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's like an all-in-one.
I don't know. That's a tough call, guys.
Another candle.
Thank you.
A diamond shot glass that also looks like a D&D die.
I see it and I want it. It's a hard thing to explain, especially if you're not like watching. But yes, I like weird shaped glassware.
A mushroom tufted pillow.
No, I don't understand the love for mushrooms.
A high quality laptop carrier thing.
I have a low quality one that I like.
A faux fur throw blanket.
Sure. Yeah. Can never have enough of those either.
Neoprene AirPod covers.
No, I don't. No, definitely no. Ew. I love my AirPods as they are in the
and
case they came
we
in.
Have, or at the end of this thing. And I keep cook it quick, easy recipes.
I hear the algorithm telling me that I don't know how to cook, but cookbooks are, I don't know. I don't have space for that in my life right now.
And then a pack of 125 assorted earrings for $40.
Okay. I would never pay $40 for, although that's a lot of earrings. I don't know. I can't answer the last one, guys. I'm leaving you hanging on the 40 earrings. Nick, that was a funny one because I do. There was
can
just
you
some article.
That they're just trying to get my money, like
that.
First
they're
of
watching
all,
me.
Why would I give you a gift? Second of all,
you gave me a thrift store book. Okay.
Yeah, that's all.
that is all
worth.
You need.
It was $8 on Amazon.
Plus all the wine and Oktoberfest beer that I need.
Well,
thanks, buddy.
I was impressed that Facebook like is monetizing birthdays. Because at this point, for me, Facebook's very useful to remember people's birthday, right?
I know. It's so funny.
And then I don't write happy birthday on people's walls really anymore.
Yes, okay.
Because my thought is like,
this was
going to
be my question.
You?
Yes. If I, this is exactly
I'm
my
glad
theory.
It reminds me, but then I text the person.
Okay. This is so funny. Is this an age thing? Because I'm dying to know. Because like, it is really funny. I remember I used to like, on my birthday, be like, oh my God, who's written on my wall? That was so nice. And then I'm like, this person has legitimately not talked to me in 4 years. So when I got pregnant with Elliot, my sister was not having babies. And she's like, well, why aren't you posting it? Why aren't you writing it? And I was like, because if there is someone that I don't talk to in the entire span of 9 months that doesn't know I'm pregnant, I probably didn't need to specially tell them that I was pregnant. Whatever. So same thing when it comes to birthdays. If a birthday comes up and I wouldn't pick up my phone and text that person happy birthday, then why am I writing on their wall? But unfortunately, there are some people that wrote on my wall that never would text me, but I was still like, oh, it was so nice to hear from him or her. So thanks to everyone who wrote on my wall or emailed me or texted me.
Yeah,
that was,
really nice of you,
that was so nice of you. No, I don't want to call out any one person, but there was a couple people that stick out in my brain that I was like, oh. Anyway. Sorry that Nick and I don't wish you happy birthday on your wall. That's mean of us.
Sorry, not sorry. What I'm really not sorry about, though, are empanadas.
Oh, Nick, that was a smooth transition. Empanadas are just not very on theme.
I know. So here's the thing, though. So yesterday,
or could they
Thursday,
be?
Was National Snack Stick Day, National Pot Pie Day, and then Juan Martín del Potro's birthday.
Oh, all of those things?
So Juan Martín del Potro is our favorite tennis player, male tennis player.
I was like, why do I know this
our
name?
Our favorite female tennis player, Simona Halep, just got married to an effing billionaire. Congratulations, Halep.
Congratulations.
She's who we named Simona, our daughter, after.
Yes.
But anyway, Juan Martín, like, Sarah has, to call it a hall pass with him is,
I gotta look this guy up.
Denigrating hall passes. Anyway, she can have whatever with him.
Okay, sure.
He's a very good-looking man. He's a very talented man. He's been scarred by injury, but he's still won a lot. Very kind. People love him. yes, currently ranked 748 in the world.
But, excellent. He's 32, right in the age range?
Tall.
Great, weighs 214 pounds. Thanks for the info.
Anyway, it was his birthday, so we had to celebrate with Argentinian food.
Obviously,
so we did
empanadas
and frites.
Oh.
And we sang Olé.
I think I had a macaroni and cheese out of a box, so that's the same.
We have Simona taught how to sing Olé, Olé, Olé for
Oh, that's cool. I like
and,
that.
And it's a lot of fun. So we just had some empanadas. I love them because they're like on the go.
Wait, I'm sorry. This is tennis?
Yeah.
Why is, what is Olé, Olé, Olé?
Well, so it's like a soccer thing.
That's what I thought.
Like, but since he's from Argentina, all the Argentinians, so like,
you got me confused.
Show up and just like Olé for him to show
wrong
him some
sport,
love.
Sport people.
Well, but you know, nobody knows Argentina for tennis. They know Argentina for soccer.
True, but this guy plays
so it's
tennis.
Ironic.
Aren't we supporting this guy? I don't watch either of those sports.
Anyway, they're like handheld and delicious, and you get like all your filling with your ground beef and your tomatoes and your onion and your cheese, and it's just delicious.
Yes, I'm going on my phone because I have something very important to look up now that we're talking about sports.
And there's so your fantasy.
Yeah. And I wouldn't bring this up if I didn't already have a winning record. But obviously I'm bringing it up because I need to tell you that I am undefeated in fantasy. I had to make sure.
2-0. Wow.
2-0. I was like, oh, wait, hold on. Okay, just had to tell you that. Slight aside. Okay, but I love empanadas. There's a place in Milwaukee called La Masa.
Oh, yeah, that's delicious.
Super delicious. Could you, to get back on theme here, and smooth right into my product
cabbage rolls
food
kind
here.
Of an empanada.
But could you put like cut up brats in an empanada?
I wouldn't do the actual. I would just take it out of the casing and fry it.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense.
Yep, but good try. You're
that
right
makes
on.
More
right
sense.
On.
So if you want an Oktoberfest empanada, make it happen, okay? But or you could just do what I do, which is buy frozen Milwaukee pretzels and cook them.
This is
them.
A promo.
So this is Milwaukee Pretzel Company. Out of Milwaukee. Seriously, Nick's dying over here.
Yeah, I'm dying.
You're hearing
know.
Nick or cement trucks. I don't know.
We'll see.
But Milwaukee Pretzel Company is like, obviously, if you can go to them at any kind of event and buy them fresh, do that. But we sell them frozen. All sorts of grocery stores sell them frozen. They have huge, giant.
We have little pretzel bites right now.
Colossal? What's the big
I think
one
the colossal,
called?
Yeah.
So they have like a huge, giant one. They have regular size one.
Colossal.
And then we also have little pretzel bites from Pretzilla's, different pretzel company. But
oh, yeah, that's right. Those are for pretzels.
Yeah,
Sorry.
But whatever. They're all delicious. But I prefer Milwaukee Pretzel Company because it's more to me the like authentic, where it's like crispy on the outside, soft on the inside. I don't know. Who am I, a pretzel connoisseur? Yes, I am. But that with hot pretzel cheese dip, that's bomb. That's all I ever need to eat the entire span of Oktoberfest, because also carb loading with the beer.
Hell yeah.
It's responsible.
Hell yeah.
So, Milwaukee pretzels. There you go, guys. We've made it. We haven't. We've almost made it. God,
all right.
It's time for Kid Corner. Did you make it there, man?
Yep, I did. I did.
I feel so bad.
So I'm going to go first.
Oh, okay.
I'll let you, because you got two kids.
Oh, this is fun. Okay, because
so,
I have two kids.
We have, in our friend group, a lot of kids have been, you know, having some trouble with using the potty.
Oh.
Some constipation issues.
Lucy.
Not just Lucy. Actually, a couple of friends I know.
Okay, good.
And,
she's not alone.
I was texting one of my friends who starts his own wine distributor thing. Andy. And it was at night. I was cooking. He was doing stuff. And I was like, oh, blah, blah, blah. He's like, hey, I got to call you back later. My kids, or I got to talk to you later. My kid's leucine, like
L-O-O-S-I-N-G.
Oh,
gross.
Shit.
Oh. Oh, and he actually meant loosing.
I read that as loosening her shit.
Oh.
Because, like, I'm into, like, so I was like,
because he's all about the constipation.
So I text back, like, oh, yeah, because, like, I'm in the middle of things. So that's kind of, like, where I am. I'm like, well, there's two ways I could take it the typo. there's one obvious one I took at Lucy. And I was like,
I took it the wrong way.
I was like, oh yeah, man, that sucks. A lot of constipation around here. I hope she's able to get some out. And he texts me back, clicking ellipsis. He's like,
what the fuck?
I meant losing her shit, but I'm glad she's not constipated. But kids are the best.
That is amazing.
Like, cheers, Andy.
Oh, cheers. There's nothing. I mean, to be honest, I would never have thought. I would have just assumed losing her shit. Because how often do you text
between
that?
Between things.
That's fair. I text losing ex shit, so losing his shit, losing her shit, every other day, easily. I sent Shannon a video the other morning of my kids just screaming on the couch. She was trying to plan something with me, and I was like, this is what's happening at my house right now. I actually can't deal with this. Okay, but that's not my kid corner. I have a lot of things I could talk about, like Lucy being homesick for the 900th day this month, but instead, my kids are at the age where Elliot is now calling us out on our shit. So, like, you know all those, like, little white lies you tell to make your life easier as a parent? Well, Elliot called us out on one as we said it to Lucy. So, like, when we're in the car and
what
we're going 80 on the highway, going 65, 70, whatever the speed limit is anymore, on the highway, we lock the windows because Lucy loves to go up and down with the window. And then we're just like, the window's broken. I don't know, Lucy, it's broken. And it has worked for all 2 years of her life, okay? And it worked when Elliot was a kid. And the two of them hate, like, one of them likes it open, one of them doesn't, and so they fight.
And then
so,
it goes like...
Yes, so we just close it. So we were like, oh, it's broken, Lucy. And Elliot's like, no, it's not. You just locked it. It's not broken. And I was like, Elliot, it's broken. But, like, we're driving. Elliot can't see our face. Eventually he gets it. And then he loves being part of the lie. And he's like, no, it is broken, Lucy.
Wait.
And it's hilarious. It's great. But he called us out on our shit. So now we got to be careful. Now we can't lie. So good thing you only have one, I guess. That's
Simone
all.
Repeated her first swear the other day.
Oh, she did?
Sarah was really mad.
Oh.
I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, Elliot has done it, and we, of course, immediately are like, Elliot, I'm so sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Did Simone understand, like,
no.
What she did? No. She's too young for that.
Yep.
Ooh, that's funny.
Yep.
What was it?
It was shit.
Oh, shit. That's nothing.
It was no, you know.
You guys, if you could see what we were seeing right now, we really appreciate you dealing with this, because it's very distracting. There are people staring at us right now.
Thanks for listening. Happy Oktoberfest season.
Come on down. Celebrate fall in Lake Geneva or wherever. I think there's probably cool Oktoberfest shit happening all over the country.
I hear Munich has a good one.
I hear this other country has a better one.
Thanks for listening. Check us out on social. See you soon.
Hello at Dinner Plus Drinks, and check us out on YouTube as well this week. Thanks, guys.
Bye.